Thanks for calling customer service. My name is Nancy. How can I help you?
Hi, Nancy. My name is Elisa Capone. My bank just contacted me that I have a charge for Modern Fitness Tech of $59.89. Would that be you?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I never placed that order for Modern Fitness Tech.
Can I have your zip code?
I'm sorry?
What's your zip code?
19015.
And what was that first and last name again?
It's Elisa Capone.
Can you verify the address?
214. I don't even know who the heck you are, and I'm giving you all my information. But it's 214 Creekside Drive, Building 2, in Brookhaven, PA, 19015.
Okay, ma'am.
And that was just today at 11:46.
Okay, so basically you did a survey where you enter a contest to win a KitchenAid mixture.
Okay, so I paid the $2.
For shipping and handle?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, you enroll into a membership?
I'm not aware of that.
Okay, it is stated.
I don't want no membership. I have my membership to the club for free, and I have all the everything that I possibly could want. I have a gym. I have a swimming pool. I have everything, and I have it for free. What would make me enroll into something? I mean, I saw the advertisement from Walmart that they did a rollback, and I know Walmart does rollbacks, but that doesn't mean I'm going to enroll into something. First of all, I didn't even realize that I was doing that. What I realized is that I was paying the $2, whether it was the price of it or the shipping and handling, whatever you want to call it. It was $2, not $59.89, and not for Modern Fitness Tech. I don't need it beside the point. Hello?
I'm here.
Okay. Well, you better check me out of there, because I do not need it at all. I have a gym membership for free all year long.
Okay, ma'am, I can cancel the account and,
yes,
issue, and do minus the $5 off the refund.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand you. You're going to cancel the account?
Minus the $5 off the $59.89, because the purchase was just made today. So it's going to be a fee charged to refund.
Oh, no. No, 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 no.
Yes,
you're
it
not,
is, ma'am.
No, ma'am, no. No, because even if it's $5, I'm going to have a lawyer write to you. I'm going to have my lawyer write to you, because this is a hidden a charge into now I got upset. I can't even talk. I mean, I was hooked into the Walmart for $2, okay? And then underneath, you're hiding underneath Walmart to sell me that. And you're not charging me anything, because I just did it. And I didn't realize until the insurance company just sent it to me. Not the insurance, I'm sorry, my bank. My bank just alerted me of fraudulent charges. I was not aware of the $59.89 at all.
Okay, ma'am.
Okay, is it canceled?
It's canceled, but it's going to be a minus $5 off the refund.
No. No, there's not going to be a minus $5 because I'm not giving you $5 for nothing. I don't have it extra. I'm on Social Security Disability Limited Income. You ought to be ashamed of doing these fraudulent things. You ought to be ashamed, especially with the times that are going on. Is that what you're trying to do? You're trying to get $5 here and $5 there to make your day? Well, you're not going to make it on me.
Okay,
you need
ma'am.
To take it. I want to talk to your supervisor. This is ridiculous. I have my insurance. They give me the fitness for free, and I'm going to pay for it. I'm not going to enroll and pay for it. That's ridiculous. This was hiding underneath the Walmart rollback. And game or survey or whatever the hell you want to call it, because it wasn't even a survey. And then if I do a survey, I don't pay you. You pay me.
And why would we pay you to do a survey?
Well, many companies pay.
Okay, well, I never heard
surveys.
That.
I did surveys when I could work. And okay. Many companies pay people for surveys.
Okay,
to
ma'am.
To do the survey. And I don't care about getting paid. I care about wiping out the $59.89. And if you can't do it, let me speak with a supervisor. And don't tell me you are the supervisor.
Okay, ma'am, because I am the supervisor.
Well, I'm sorry, but you're going to have to wipe it all off. Otherwise, I'm going to get my bank and my lawyer for $5.
Okay.
And then you ought to get you ought to be ashamed just to put it in there.
Okay, ma'am.
What are you putting? Are you putting something back on the shelf?
Ma'am.
That you need to get paid for? You're not putting anything back in the shelf. You're sitting there to do exactly what you're doing, canceling this order, which is a fraudulent order.
Okay, ma'am, if it was a fraudulent order, why would you make that order?
I didn't make it.
Okay, ma'am.
I did not make it. Don't say why did I, because I did not. I went with the $2 from Walmart. That's what I went with. Okay, and you have nothing to do with Walmart. So it is fraudulent because you are hiding underneath or behind Walmart. Got it? I think it's clear.
Okay, ma'am. I will issue the refund minus the $5 off.
No. No, again. I'm going to have the insurance. I'm going to have my bank call you.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm going to have my bank call you. It's your choice. You're either going to have the hard time I'm going to give you and take the hard time I'm giving you and finally giving me all of it.
Okay, ma'am. You're the one that's having the hard time.
Or me for the whole thing. Okay. Why would you need $5? Why would you need to hold $5 on there?
Okay, ma'am. I'm not the one that's getting the $5. You're getting a refund back on the same day. So when a customer get a refund back on the same day, it's a $5 fee.
On the same day. So I'll wait until tomorrow and get it.
No, ma'am. If that's the case, you can call in tomorrow.
So if I call tomorrow, it's going to be $10?
No, ma'am. It won't be no charge. It won't be no fee charge. But you're getting a refund back on the same day that the order was made, so it's going to be a $5 fee.
That is ridiculous. So I'm going to cancel tomorrow.
Okay, ma'am.
Why didn't you tell me that? So tomorrow I'll get my full amount. Is that correct?
Well, fortunately, I already canceled the account.
Well, unfortunately, activated again.
Okay, I'm not allowed to activate again. You would have to...
Oh, you're not allowed, so you're not a supervisor.
You would have to go back and do the survey and activate.
No, you got me once. You're not getting me again.
Okay, ma'am, I didn't get you the first time.
You got me once. No, you got me once. Well, when I say you, I don't mean you personally, as a company. Do you understand? As a company, you got me. I'm not speaking to you personally. I'm speaking with you, but I'm not speaking to you or about you. Follow me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So now what are we going to do?
Okay, ma'am, I already canceled the account.
Well, you were too fast to do it, just like you were too fast to charge me for it. You were too fast to charge me. And actually, you should charge not people that do it right away. Okay, I have to thank my bank. And I'm going to have them call you.